Today on our program, we're going to talk about the Iowa Municipal Band Festival, and joining us on the program today, Dale Schoening. Dale is kind of heading the committee for this?
Yes, that's correct, Jim.
So how long you've been doing the, two, 3 years, four?
I came on in 2020, just in time to cancel that year's festival because, of course, of the pandemic.
Okay, just in time to cancel it.
Yeah.
And we are, this year, I'm going to say pretty much back full speed, full force.
Yes, I mean, full slate of bands, full slate of small groups for the first time in several years. I mean, everything is just, everybody just wants to be here this year, it seems like, and that's great.
Okay, 31st, right?
That 31st is correct, annual. 31.
31st annual Iowa Municipal Band Festival, always held, the second Saturday in July?
That is correct. This year, that's July 8th.
July 8th, and of course, Herman Park Pavilion, the
right
location
on.
For it. So.
Right.
Talk a little bit, let's say, you're not the only one there. You got a few other committee members that help you out.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we got Joe Lutz, who works with publicity. We've got Mary Neumeyer, who is in charge of the sales booth. Lowell Davis is our treasurer.
Okay.
And Matt Musigman handles the traffic stuff and the golf cart shuttles.
Getting them all lined up, and they're going to be back this year. We've got all kinds of things going. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the festival this year. And I know people will say, well, you could have more bands, but we need to be reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, there have been people saying that again this year because we've had so much interest. I had to turn about four bands away again this year for the second year in a row.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, again, because...
Yeah, because it means that people want to be here. Exactly. Yeah. I know there was one year, I think the 10th festival, when Dave Richardson was in charge, I think he did go with 10 bands for that festival, and I think after that decided maybe that's a little too much.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, too. We learned what's the most efficient and how, because it is a long day for us.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It can be a long day. All right, let's talk a little bit about the festival this year. After 1 year away, I think, Ames is coming back?
Yeah, they were here last year as well. Okay. They missed 2021 because of the pandemic
so, but they're the only other band who's been here just about. You've been to every concert.
Yeah, Boone's been at all of them, and Ames has missed once
because of the pandemic. So who all's coming and who's new? Because that's always one of the things. I know you like to get new bands in here, and you get some regulars that come back, and you kind of pick and choose. Is it, you look at, some people are going to say, well, how do you pick them? Because you get that many that are asking. So you try to find some new ones, but you also try to find some that haven't been here for a while.
Yeah, we try to mix it. And one thing we have added this year is the concept of the legacy band, because we have three other bands besides Boone and Ames that have been here many times, and we don't want to shut them out entirely, so we're going to make sure at least one of those three bands is here every year, and this year that's going to be the Ballard Community Band, the legacy band. It'll be their 15th appearance.
Okay, so you kind of picked out a time frame of how, once you get by this level, then you're going to be in legacy group.
They, Urbandale, and Greater Des Moines have all been here between 15 and 20 times.
Sure.
So they're a big part of the history of the festival, and
can't
leave those folks out.
Yeah, well,
keep them in a rotation of some sort.
I know you like to do that. So let's talk a little bit about who's going to be here and who's traveling the most and what's happening here.
Well, I'll just kind of go down the lineup.
Okay.
Then. Okay, our 11 o'clock band is the Ames Municipal Band, of course, making their 30th appearance. They have kind of said in the last couple of years, we'd like to be the lead-off band, and that's a great place for them. So get us off to a real good start that way. Then at noon, we've got the Iowa Military Veterans Band coming back for about their, I think, their fifth appearance.
Okay.
But, that band, of course, is composed of people who have served in the military from all across the state who are also musicians, and they're one of our most popular bands that has been here, so we're always glad to have them back for another go-around. 1 o'clock, we've got the Collins Concert Band from Cedar Rapids. It's their third appearance.
Okay.
That is actually a company band. They've been here under, this will be their third different name they've been here under. their first time they were here, they were the Rockwell Collins Band. Second time was Collins Aerospace, and now it's Collins Concert Band.
Okay.
So, but it's
Collins, the same band.
Yep. Collins, of course, is that big company.
They got a big electronics company.
Company in Cedar Rapids, and that's part of their program is to sponsor a band for their employees and their families, and so they're coming back this year. All that's right. going to be fun.
Good to have them back.
Yeah. Yes. And then at 2 o'clock, we have our newcomer band of the year. It's the Iowa Western Community Band from Council Bluffs. So this will be their first time here.
First time.
I think they may be connected with Iowa Western Community College somehow.
Okay.
I'm not exactly 100% sure on all that, but based on the name and my fact that I happen to grow up in Southwest Iowa myself, I'm kind of guessing that's the case.
I would say if you want to find out more, show up.
Yeah,
and, you could be out there and you could learn about it while the rest of us do too. So the Iowa Western Community Band, it makes sense. So that's good.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Sure, there are a number of colleges that have kind of bands connected with them that are community bands as well. So
okay, so
I think the first time we've actually had one of those come to the festival, so that's gonna be cool.
One of these days, I'm gonna see if we can get the DMAC Pep Band excited enough to come out.
That would be different.
They're a pretty good crowd. But for anybody who goes to any of the games or anything like that, when they're playing. But anyway, so Iowa Western Community Band, they'll be 2 o'clock, first appearance.
Yes.
Okay, so get out there and, encourage them because then they'll want to come back again.
Yes.
So, okay, this is, I think, one of the furthest west, I think, that we've had, isn't it?
We have had a couple bands from Nebraska before, but far as being in Iowa, I think Council Bluffs is about the furthest west we've ever had.
Yeah, okay. Then after that, coming up at 3 in the afternoon.
3 o'clock, we've got the Heart of Iowa Band from Ames, which used to be called the Heart of Iowa Senior Band. I think they're still mostly seniors, but they dropped the senior from their name just so they could recruit more musicians, I think.
Got a few more in there.
They've been here. I think this is about their sixth appearance, maybe. They've been here a few times anyway and like to come, so we're glad to have them.
All right.
4 o'clock, we've got the West Des Moines Community Band. They made their debut here last year at the festival, and we're so thrilled that their experience here, that they wanted to come back. They applied, and so here they are.
And as I recall, as they were getting ready to go, we love this. We want to come back.
Oh, yeah. They were very enthusiastic about being here, and they definitely wanted to come back, and we had a spot for them, so it worked out perfectly.
We'll keep going, and we'll get through here. Again, our legacy band?
Yeah, and then at 5 o'clock is our legacy band, the Ballard Community Band, making their 15th appearance, coming over from Huxley. I played in that band a couple of years myself several years ago. They've been one of the fixtures at the festival many times, and we're glad to welcome them back. And then, of course, at 6 o'clock, we finish off with the host band, the Boone Municipal Band, appearance number 31.
31, 31st year for this. We know, like for Boone, we got our regular Wednesday concerts. Everybody pretty much has their regular concert rotation that they do, usually locally, and you've got a crowd that keeps coming out for it. But it's very seldom you get to go to something like this where you got different bands, and they get a chance to hear other bands and see other bands too.
Exactly, and every band has its own unique flavor and culture and style, and it's kind of fun to watch how each band kind of does their concert approach. They're all a little different.
I tell you, always the one when I watch them come in and get ready to play would be the Carl King Band. That's again, one of these years they'll show up again. Too.
They'll come back someday. Yeah. I'm sure.
But they are, again, they're one of those bands that are in demand. Go a lot of other places too.
That is one of the more storied bands in the state, no question.
Right, let's talk a little bit about our small groups because it's going to be a little bit different. It's not all. Previously, in the beginning, we used to have little groups out of each of the bands would perform. But we've got some people that are really going to make it their show, these short little episodes.
Yeah. Of course, our small groups appear over by the food court on that stage on the back of the restroom building there at Herman Park.
Yeah.
and they're all on the 45 of the hour, yep, between the bands on the main stage. So at the 11:45, 12:45, 1:45, and 2:45, we've got they variously styling themselves the Boone Jazz Trio and the Central Iowa Jazz Trio, but it consists of three of our local Boone musicians with long connections with our band, of course. It'll be Dave Swenson on guitar and vocals, Dave Richardson on trombone, and Steve O'Brien on saxophone.
Okay. So they're going to be they'll be doing small group performances. And for people, if you need to understand, we say this band is performing at 11, at 12, at 1. They go for 45 minutes, and then as they are breaking down and the next band's coming in to get set up, then we have the small groups to keep people entertained.
Right.
So you can just rotate around and stop by RSVP, which we'll tell you about in a second as well. Then you've got a different one coming in, a group from Des Moines that wanted to play.
Yeah. It's a group called Betrunken Messing.
I'm going to say polka, German.
Yes, German.
German. Definitely.
It's a low brass group that plays polka music, polkas and polka-style pop tunes. The name Betrunken Messing, they tell me, means drunk brass. So,
all right, there we go.
So it sounds like they're an interesting, fun group.
They'll have a good time. So they're going to do the last couple at 3:45, 4:45.
Exactly.
Good. Mm-hmm. Wow. It'll be good. We do have, once again, some food that's going to be available. RSVP is stepping up to really help this year.
Yes, they're going to be doing the food court again, and as they have for a good many years.
Come out, help support them.
Yep.
They'll have a lunch and things available. And again, that's what you pay for. Otherwise, the rest of the concert's free.
Exactly.
Come
for part of the day. As long as you're able, or as long as you like.
Come and go, and yeah, you can do whatever you want. One thing Matt Musingman handling some of the logistics with the golf carts and things like that. We do have people that, mostly it's your band members, that step up and they help chauffeur people. So if you're parking a block and a half away, if you got a lawn chair you're going to bring up, be watching, because they have carts that'll be back and forth and picking people up and giving you a ride up and picking you up and taking you back.
That's right. We do provide that service because we do know that parking around the pavilion's a bit limited. So
again, watch for that. And again, just the other traffic that'll be going on in that area around Herman Park on that day. I did want to ask, I know, because... What about memorabilia? Let's talk a little bit about that. Do we have some memorabilia this year? This is one of the things.
We are doing T-shirts again.
Okay.
Those are, I trust, being printed up right now. We did make a little change last year, and instead of having the old logo with the interesting-looking cornet on it all those years, last year we did one with a clarinet on it, and that proved to be hugely popular to change up the instrument on. This year, I think we're going with percussion, from what Mary Neumeier's telling me. So,
And folks, need to just so you understand, when you're out there and stuff like that, please get memorabilia, because this does raise some of the funds you need to be able to do this.
Exactly.
Because you do have some cost associated.
And I'm sure we still will have the design with the pavilion on it, if you'd rather have that as well. So
it's there. But again, get those. Really, that's what we've got for memorabilia for the concert, and really to help out. So and again, a few dollars for, and basically all the money stays with the Municipal Band Festival. It doesn't go to the Municipal Band. It's to the festival itself.
Yeah, we have our own funds that we use to operate the festival with, yes.
And it does cost to be able to do this, too. Looking forward to it?
Oh, yes.
I would ask you which bands you had to turn down this year, but I know. But, I mean, that's one of the things. If you have to, unfortunately, say, no, we're limiting it to this many bands, and that's what we're doing.
And they've always been very understanding, I found, in when I do have to turn them down and I explain why, they're always very understanding and say, well, we'll try again another year.
Yep, just send that application in, and we'll look forward to having you next time, too. Well, Dale, I'm thinking things outside, if Mother Nature cooperates, which we've had It's been pretty good.
We haven't had too much weather issues with the festival over the years. Maybe a couple times it's rained a little, but...
Yeah. We're looking forward to it, having another Iowa Municipal Band Festival, 31st Annual Iowa Municipal Band Festival. And I remember way back when the legislature passed that. That was a long time ago. Michael Bryan was serving at the time and ushered that through. And, of course, with Ted Erickson and everybody else who helped get it started. But carrying on the tradition, and we're back after... Yeah, you got the 1 year when we had to cancel. So,
it had to be somebody
going to be there to do it. Anyway, looking forward to it, folks. Plan to come out again, part of the day, all day. Come and go as you please. Have lunch out there. Yep. Have a good time. And watch for traffic around Herman Park on the 8th of July, because we're going to have a lot of people coming to town for this. These bands do bring their fans. We'll point that out.
Yes, they do. And we also have some folks who come because they just love the festival from quite a distance away.
All righty. Dale Schoenig has been our guest. He chairs the Iowa Municipal Band Festival Committee for the Iowa Municipal Band Festival here coming up. 31st one on July 8th. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.